Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that in order to be poor in spirit, we must make a commitment that no matter what our circumstances are, we're to follow Christ. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In the Old Testament tabernacle, there was the Holy of Holies. And the mercy seat sat there, and it was there, the Ark of the Covenant, with the mercy seat on top, and it abode between two cherubims. Only the high priest could enter there. And he could only enter there once a year. One day a year is probably a better way of saying it, because he entered two or three times on that day. The first time he had to go in with the incense and then to offer for himself his sin, then the sin of the nation, the incense offering, all of that was offered in. All three of those things were offered on that one day. But what you need to understand is that that was to indicate the special relationship that a believer can have with God. And it's in that inner sanctum of the heart, that chamber of imagery, where the Lord is set up. And with his word, just like the commandments were inside the ark underneath the mercy seat, we go into that special place with our Lord. Now, there are those that are doing what they call contemplative meditation today. They just kind of sit around and wait for thoughts to hit, and they just do something like Eastern mysticism or yoga, you know. You might think of God, you might not think of God. Well, that's not what the Bible talks about. That is only setting yourself up for the work of devils. No, when you get alone with the Lord, have his word. When you go in there and you've got a problem, you go in there with that problem in the depths of your heart, but you take the word of God and have your heart open to him. Let me just pass on this little bit of wisdom. Now, I know that a lot of you out there probably did the same thing that I've done for years and really had to battle it as I was younger and even as a pastor. And we get to a point where we try Jesus. We try doing what is right. And when we try, it's not long before frustration and temptation set in, and we're back at the place that we promised ourselves we'd never be again. And in my own life, I had to decide, I can't do it. And boy, that was the best thing for me to understand. I had to realize, as Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But it must be through Christ. That's why Christ needs to be on the throne, in the chamber of my imagery, in the very depths of my heart, in the very depths of my spirit where I go to contemplate. Instead of me figuring out what is the right thing to do and setting out to do it, I simply had to decide to make a commitment of my life to Christ and trust him. And by that I mean doing what his word says and the way he says to do it. So the commitment that we need to make in our heart if we're going to be poor in spirit and we're going to go into the deep things of God, the commitment in our heart must be first, and it must be, no matter what, I'm with Christ, and I'm never going back by his grace. He has given my life to do whatever he wants. He has my life, and I'll cooperate with whatever he wants. I may not like it, may not always like it, and it may not seem at the time comfortable. But it's up to Christ to do what is necessary to form my life and make it what he wants it to be. And I have to decide from that commitment, I shall not flee. As the hymn writer says, mold me, make me after thy will. Now, let me share a secret with you. It is tough, but it's worth it. The peace that you have does not depend upon circumstances, doesn't depend upon happenings around you. You know, it's kind of like a person that's backslidden. Momentary pleasure will bring a satisfaction, followed by long periods of regret. We might enjoy the moment, but loathe the consequences. Well, once we decide to turn our back on that, then the only thing that's important is if we're going to be bothered, let's just let God be the one that bothers us. That's before all. That's most important. If I'm going to be bothered, I'm just going to let God be the one that bothers me. When we do this, we as an individual can become a reliably stable spiritual oasis that stands for truth in a society and day that stands for nothing. Now, before we can be poor in spirit, the chamber of imagery must be the ever-abiding presence of God in our life. He must be on the throne, not ourselves. I remember years ago, my wife and I, for 1 year in the early 1980s, lived in Tucson, Arizona. And we loved the weather there and beautiful people, beautiful city. But I remember Jan riding her bicycle out in the desert, and she had an accident, and boy, she was hurting for the next several days. Finally, we took her to a clinic, and they said she broke her tailbone. I said, well, what can you do? They said, well, we can't do anything for that. That just heals on itself. Well, she was having pain with it, and all they could prescribe is pain medication. Well, someone recommended a chiropractor, so I called him up. He brought us in. He took a picture of it, an x-ray, and then he brought us in, set us down. And he'd come out with a model of a backbone and explained to us the nerves going off and the various things that it controlled. And then he said, now, without having talked to you about this, let me show you your wife's backbone. And so my wife and I sat there. He put it up on the screen so that we could see it. And then he pointed out where her backbone was out of line, where things weren't just right. And he says, you're probably having problems with this and that. Boy, he went through and named things that she'd been having problems with that we had not talked to him about those things. The only thing we'd mentioned to him was the broken tailbone. One of the problems she had was blurriness of vision, and I thought, boy, we're going to have to go out and get her a new prescription of glasses, and we were poor as church mice, and we just didn't have the money to go out and do that, I didn't think, but we let this guy do the work, and sure enough, it cleared up her vision without having to get a new prescription for glasses. Now, I was kind of glad at the time that she had the blurry vision because she may not have married me if she had gotten a good look at me. But that's another story. Now, one cannot know the happy contentment, that is, the blessedness of the poor in spirit, until that inner sanctum, that chamber of his imagery is right. When God is no longer crowned or enthroned in this chamber, then there is a battle of many things that fight for your reverent attention in the chamber. So often the king on the throne in that inner chamber of your spirit is my or mine. You ever see little toddlers play with toys and one grabs a toy and pulls it back under his arm and he sternly says to the other little one, mine. That's mine. Well, God tries to speak to our hearts about things that need to be removed from our life. And we have the attitude of, no, mine. It's mine. And that over which we're to have dominion now has dominion over us. It rules us. And some have things, for example, you have clothing styles. You know they're immodest, but they're with the world. And you think, well, I'm going to church and I'm reading my little devotional booklet and I'm doing this and doing that and I'm all right. So, no, I don't need to give that up. And you think it's the problem of the preacher. No, the preacher's just preaching the word. It's from the word. And you need to dress modestly. You need to dress in a way that honors God. Sometimes Christmas will fall on a Saturday or Sunday. And if Christmas Eve is on a Sunday night, I've heard this over the years. I've even heard a missionary one year that was home on furlough said, now, I won't be there tonight because our family always gets together on Christmas Eve. It's a family tradition. Well, their family tradition was ahead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I thought it was kind of interesting that he didn't come home from overseas on every Christmas Eve. So he broke a tradition overseas, but couldn't do it here. And again, we're saying that we're celebrating the birth of the one who is our Lord, and then we insult him by refusing to be in his house that evening, but rather to be at home, overindulging in our food, and fulfilling our lust because we're wanting to see what we're going to get. What kind of gifts are coming our way? And you might say, well, preacher, I've been a Christian for a long time, and you know, you're trying to make me sound unspiritual. Well, let me just say this. Do not mistake longevity for spirituality. True spiritual maturity can only be measured by one's adherence to the truth. Believe and do. Often those that have been saved the longest express less faith than those who are the newest of converts. Now you say, well, I see nothing wrong with me, so I'm not bothered by missing Sunday night church on Christmas Eve. Are you bothered when people say, hey, I'm going fishing, fishing season's just open, hunting season's just open, hey, it's the Super Bowl. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.